will disappear.
I would push back so strongly against this sort of idea that music isn't essential. And I think one of the problems we sometimes have as a sector is we've rested and relied on our cultural value. Listen, the experience of seeing what life was like without a functioning cultural sector during the pandemic actually really underlined that music matters to millions of people across this country. And the idea that it's just a luxury or non-necessity that you can sort of maybe fund or maybe support when times are good, but then you can sort of reduce funding or cut funding when times are bad, I think we should be challenging as strongly as possible.
Jamie Njoku-Goodwin of UK Music and Ivan Hewitt of The Telegraph. Now, let's meet a bunch of musicians who embody that essential creative life force which we've just been hearing about. A new orchestra in Bogota is challenging not just the marked gender imbalances across Colombia's professional orchestras, but the repertoire performed and, in fact, the very future of musical opportunities for girls growing up as aspiring instrumentalists, conductors and composers. Colombia's Women's Philharmonic Orchestra is its first all-female orchestra, and it was launched earlier this year. We'll hear from David Garcia, the general director of the Bogota Philharmonic, which is the parent organisation behind this initiative. We'll also hear from the cellist Viviana Pinzon and from the orchestra's conductor Paula Avila. Here they are, first of all, playing music by Luis Farranc.
When I was a child, I never had the opportunity to see a woman like on the podium, you know? It felt like that was not my place for some reason. So this orchestra is for the children especially, so they can see a stage full of women like playing, conducting. Also with composers, it's really, really sad. Like, we hear a lot of Beethoven, Mozart, Tchaikovsky, you know, but when we ask people about women composers, they never say a name because we don't know them. We try to program at least one woman in each of our concerts. So it's for us as women, and it's for the public and the society to see that we deserve this, but from a long time ago.
Why do you think it is still a problem?
I think since the beginning, it's all about education. So we can see until today that there is a debt with us. We need to almost like yell to women that they have the right to study music or art or anything they want to be, actually. But they need to see that.
Our new orchestra for women is not the first try to make a women's orchestra in Latin America. We know there is experience in Mexico and also in Cuba. But the difference is that the Philharmonic is a public orchestra, and that gives this special project a long-term stability.
Tell us about the atmosphere in the orchestra. What does it feel like to play with all these women on stage? Do you think it feels different from normal orchestras? And does it sound different?
In an artistic level, I think that if you go to one of our concerts and you close your eyes, you wouldn't notice like we are just women. But from a personal point of view, when we are rehearsing, we feel a very, very special feeling that we don't feel in any other like type of orchestras. We feel like a very special sense of like support with each other.
Yes, definitely.
Cellist Viviana Pinzon.
The power and the, I don't know, it's a very special force. To be honest, it's something magical about it.
The reception of this orchestra in the public is great, but we recognize that not everyone recognizes the importance of this orchestra, and many people also think that we shouldn't create an orchestra just for women.
It's hard, you know?
Conductor Paulo Avila.
Because there have been moments where I speak with the audience after some concerts and I still receive some comments that are not great.
What kind of comments?
for example, about our makeup. I expect to receive comments about the music, you know, the performance, what they like, what they didn't like, but somehow they always turn about how we look, and that's a very bad sign. And again, that's why we need to exist. These things have to change.
How do you think this orchestra, this women's orchestra, is going to change the musical culture in Colombia more generally?
Okay, I think it's going to create a huge impact because there are a lot of young women who are dreaming now to be part of the orchestra. And not only in Bogotá, my city, but in the whole country. And I think that's something that never happened before. We have to create a positive and a very important image, not because of the fact that we are women, but because the orchestra sounds extremely good.
This orchestra,
David Garcia, General Director of the Bogota Philharmonic,
is doing now more than 100 concerts in the year, like the other orchestras in the Philharmonic. We are a system, and they are playing everywhere in Colombia, and especially in Bogota. They are playing in churches, in schools, and in theaters.
Since we are a new group, I feel that we're really anxious and really looking forward to the next concert. It's like, oh, this one is over. Okay, when's the next one? You know, like, all the time, we want to keep playing.
Now this orchestra has about 50 women, but we want this orchestra to be bigger, and we want in the future that this orchestra goes to make a tournée in Europe and the USA, and also that the Philharmonic Orchestra give through this orchestra example about inclusion in music like other projects that we have.
Colombia's brand new Women's Philharmonic Orchestra, and watch this space for recordings coming out of Bogota and for that transformative impact on music making across the nation. This is Music Matters on Radio 3, Kate Mollison with you, and I mentioned the ancient tradition of automatic instruments. Actually, the earliest examples were water-powered flutes or organs cropping up in Greek sources from the 3rd century BC. Now, this is just one of the beguiling musical marvels that sent me down long rabbit holes of